She checked out the fifth grade classroom, then the sixth. Next, the library, big and sweeping with endless rows of books. Nothing. Finally, she was at the end of the hall where shattered glass was strewn across the floor from the broken doors, where three bodies lay quiet and still. Rainey didn't want to look at the victims, especially not the children. She understood that the sight would hurt her, scar her someplace deep, where even tough guys like her were vulnerable. She knew it would make her think of other times, too, after she had worked years to forget those scenes. But this was bigger than her. It had needs that had nothing to do with her own. It was about the rights of the victims and the needs of the parents outside, though she knew that from here on out, nothing anyone did for three sets of parents would ever be enough. The first victim, a little girl, lay on her side. Rainey felt for a pulse, though Walt had already warned her, and blood stained the entire front of the girl's shirt. Rainey swallowed hard and moved on, trying not to disturb the scene. The second victim was also female, looked approximately 8 years old. She had also received multiple bullet wounds to the chest. She was lying just ahead of the first victim, their arms stretched out toward each other, their fingers nearly touching. Had they been holding hands, walking down the hall, best friends giggling together? Rainey wanted to brush back the little girl's hair. She wanted to whisper to her that it would be all right. Her vision blurred. Tears burned hot in her eyes. She couldn't afford that. Be professional. Move on. She noted positioning. She noted victimology. She crossed to the third body. Lying just outside the computer lab door, this victim, also female, appeared to be a teacher. Three female fatalities. Coincidence or plan? She had long dark hair and exotic features. She was also young, her smooth skin making her appear as if she were simply sleeping. Then Rainey noticed the small, neat bullet hole in her forehead.